bringing your hands to heart center. Lifting up through your spine. Take a nice deep breath in. A gentle ha. Connecting with that seed, the vibration of gratitude within yourself. Gratitude for this breath, this body, this moment, this life. We'll begin together by chanting one Om, three Shantis. Excuse me, I'm a little distracted. We'll begin by chanting three Oms together. Exhale completely. Deep breath in. Together. So we'll be doing some different kriyas, some different breathing exercises, some different postures to help bring about balance in our system. Physical balance between strength and flexibility, left and right. Energetic balance. How often do we sometimes get the feeling that our energy is more like in the head, or the energy is more in the lower body, or energy is kind of conglomerating in one place in our being. And so this will help balance that upward, that downward energy, so we feel grounded, but also awake, light, peaceful, but energized at the same time. And then mental balance. So working with the subtle energy lines with some breath work at the end of the class. Just try your best to stay present with what we're doing as it's happening. Everyone's a different combination of different elements and different experiences, where the way our bodies are made up, our emotional states, the tension that we might hold from the past in different areas of ourselves. And a holistic yoga practice will actually bring our awareness and energetic movement to all of these different parts of ourselves. So some things we find really easy, and it's really easy for us to stay present because everything's flowing good in that area. Some places it's more challenging because there might be blocks, or we might be disconnected from that area. So not getting too caught up in the emotional or mental reactivity that comes up in the practice. It's like I'm going through a nice balancing system, like a checklist for the car, if you will, all the different levels, and just gonna stay present with my breath, try my best to stay with it, and take breaks whenever you need. We have the gift of hammering distraction in the background as just an extra little icing on the meditation cake. So put on some nice music, let's really drop into our breathing, and have a great flow today. Welcome. Sitting tall, hands on your knees, loosen up your shoulders. We're going to begin with hands breathing, which is a nice energizing breath to get the prana flowing. We inhale, reach the arms straight up, spread the fingers, breathing in. And on the exhale, thumbs on the inside, fingers over the thumbs, and you pump down with a sharp exhale. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, inhale up, ex, down, in, up, ex, down. Maybe the nose, maybe the mouth, either's okay. Close your eyes. Inhale, exhale, up and down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Keep going and down. Inhale more, exhale more. In, out, slowly speeding up the pace. In, out, up, down, stay together, down. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Waking up the prana, waking up your heart sound. Up, down, let it happen. In, out, even more. Out, in, out, smile, out, in, out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. In, exhale all the way. Exhale, exhale, exhale. Strong fists hug the midline. Arms up, full breath in. And now take 3 deep breaths. Nice and wide lungs. Breathe through your nose. Breathe all the way in, all the way out. Your breath is the center of your practice. Last one. Breathe in. Bring your left hand to the floor, out to the side. Get a long line and reach out to your right hand side. 3 deep breaths here. Those of you who work with Ujjayi breathing, pinch the base muscles at the back of the throat a little bit. Close your lips, breathe through the nose. Try your best to keep your breath equal and present. Come up. Both arms lift, inhale. Right hand comes down, stretch up, come out to your right hand side. Breathe here. How deeply could you breathe in? How fully can you breathe out? Come up, lift your arms, breathe in. Hands down, exhale. Hands on your knees, nice tall and straight spine. Continuing on into our breath purification with Kapalabhati. It's a forceful exhalation. Start out of your wide open mouth, or if your nose is nice and open, shooting out the nose, better. If you're pregnant, don't do it. Migraine, headache, or sinus issues, take it really gentle. This is for purification, detoxing of the lungs, and waking up inner energy lines and organs. Strong exhale, pump the belly in. Don't think of the inhale. Get ready. Halfway inhale, awareness down to your belly. And pump your navel into the spine. Pump and pump and pump and pump. Really good. Keep going. That's the base rhythm. And you can find your own rhythm now. You can overlap with each other and find your own. Beginners, stay relatively slow. Tune in to the power of a forceful exhale, even stronger. With practice, you want the belly to be almost like slapping the spine. It's almost like a jerking sensation. Last 5, 4, 3, 2, exhale all the way. Empty your lungs, empty all the way. Empty, empty, empty. Deepest breath in. Hold your breath. Take one more sip. Hold it. Squeeze your pelvic floor just a little bit. Lightly contract your base. Lift up your crown. Relax your mind. Release the pelvic floor. Exhale. Relax your jaw, shoulders, temples. Breathing in and out through your nose. Feel your presence, your awareness, really centered in yourself. Beautiful work. Come forward onto your hands and knees. Point your toes backwards, or more of a challenge, curl your toes under and sit back on your heels, stretching the toes under, and that might stretch the toes too much, so point your toes if you need to. Interlace your fingers above your head, palms up. Option to have your hands on your knees. Breath of fire, last kriya here, last waking up, breathing in and out through the nose. The inhale and exhale are equal, like so. Get ready. Eyes closed. If you're pregnant, don't do it. Migraine, headaches, sinuses, take it easy. And begin. The difference here is that the inhale equally matches the exhale. Make the sound of your inhale the same as the exhale. Close your eyes. Nice straight spine. Let your hips be heavy. Stretching your feet, perhaps. Pull your arms back. Press the palms more, stretching your wrists. Shoulders away from your ears. Elbows lock in behind the temples. Inward smile. Feel energy waking up through the central line of your spine. 10 seconds, a little stronger.
expanding your whole magnetic field here. Last three, two, stay here, deep exhale, empty your lungs, empty completely. Deep breath in. Hold it. One more sit. Hold it, press up, and let the hips be heavy. Slightly tuck your tail, slightly engage your pelvic floor. Look at your third eye. Release pelvic floor, exhale. Hands down. Breathe natural. Come onto your hands and knees, and then child's pose. Let your head relax down. Just notice what you're feeling here. Conscious deep breath out, all the way down. Maintaining that nice, even, full breath connection in every pose throughout your practice. If you're working with Ujjayi, squeeze the base of your throat and add the wind or ocean sound of Ujjayi and make the sound inside louder than your thoughts during practice. Reach your arms forward, spread your fingers, look at your hands. Curl your toes under. Press your hips, pelvis up and back, downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Eyes gently open, looking between your heels, feet hip distance apart. Just cycle out your legs one at a time, do the initial movements. And once you've done a little bit of wiggling, press firmly through both hands, feeling a nice long line through your back hips. Heels behind your middle toes, heels in the water. And stretch the back lines of your legs. It's perfectly fine to bend your knees. Take one more deep breath in. Stretch your heels towards the floor. Let your head relax. Let your head relax. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Focus more on your breath. Look forward. Step or hop to the top of your mat. Feet hip distance, hands either on the floor or hands on your shins. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Breathe in, heart forward, eyes forward. Exhale, bow down. Feel the back body. Press down your feet. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Stretch your spine long. Exhale, bow down, relax your neck. Halfway, inhale. Chin up. Exhale. Ground both of your feet. Press the earth with your feet. Stand all the way up. Inhale, reach your arms up. Breathe up. Slightly engage your thighs. Hips forward, lean back. Hands to your heart. Exhale. Feet either together or hip distance apart. It's up to you. A little more traditional is the feet together. Inhale, arms lift out and up. We'll slow down the first sun salutation. Look up towards your hands. Press down your feet. Take two breaths here. Feel from the bottom of your feet pressing. Slightly engage your thighs. Tuck your tailbone down towards the floor and lift up through your heart. Lean back a little bit. Reach your fingers up. Look up. And exhale, bow forward all the way down. Keep breathing in each part. Fingertips touch the floor. Bend your knees if you need to, either side of the feet. Possible, get your palms flat on the floor next to your feet. And bring your head closer to your shins. Keep breathing, equal breath in, equal breath out. You're always honoring your body. And you always know that you've gone too deep in a yoga pose if you stop with breathing. Last one, exhale, stretch. Your body will open over time. Be patient. Step your left leg back. Great big step. Bring your left knee to the floor. Come high on your fingertips. stay here. Sink your hips down so your right knee is over your right ankle. Light on your fingers and thumbs. Lift your chin. Look forward or slightly up. Listen to your neck. Close your lips. Breathe in, breathe out. Sinking your hips a little bit lower over time. Lifting your heart a little bit higher, shoulders back. Breathe into your upper chest. Press down your hands. Come to downward facing dog. Press back. Full down dog. Stretch the whole back of your body. Feel things starting to wake up a little bit. Inhale. Hold your breath. And now on your exhale, knees, chest, chin come to the floor. So bring your knees to the floor. Bring your chest down between your thumbs, chin on the floor with your butt up in the air, hips up in the air. Stay here. The 8-point pose. Feel your chest on the floor, elbows hugging into the sides. Draw your shoulders backwards, chin on the floor, eyes looking a little bit forward. Breathe and feel that massage inside of your torso. Hands under your shoulders. Hands under your shoulders. Come forward onto your hips. Onto your belly. Point your toes backwards. Squeeze your ankles close together. Press down the tops of your feet. Hug the leg lines. Lower back strong. Lift to a low cobra. Use 90% of your back muscles and only 10% of your arm muscles. Close your lips. Deep breathing. Squeeze your ankles together. Press down on the tops of your feet. Look up. Send the line of energy past the crown of your head and reach the crown of your head upwards as your toes reach backwards. Little inner smile. Forehead down to the floor. Press back to downward facing dog. Awesome. Keep breathing. Let's hear that Ujjayi breath. Ujjayi breathers. Step your left foot a big step forward between your hands. Bring your right knee to the floor. Come high on your fingertips. Lightly, fingertips and thumbs on the floor like a little towel. Sink your hips lower. Soften your eyes. So let go of any intensity that you might feel here. Breathe into the front of your body. Feel your ribs expanding. Stretching the front of your right hip. And then step to the top of your mat, bow forward, press down the feet, forehead towards your shins. Grounding both feet, stand all the way up. Inhale, arms reaching. Lift up, engage your thighs, hips forward, lean backwards. Hands to your heart, exhale. Eyes softly open, hands down the side, a nice proud posture. And let's all flow together, one breath, one movement. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, bow forward. Try to move with your breath. Inhale, right leg back. Press down on your thumbs. Look up. Hold your breath. Come to downward facing dog. Right away. Exhale. Knees, chest, chin to the floor. Look forward. Shoulders away from your ears. Bring your hips down last. Inhale. Cobra. Squeeze your ankles together. Press down your hips. Shoulders back. Exhale. Downward facing dog. Press back your pelvis. Right foot to the floor. Right foot forward between your hands. Inhale. Lift your heart. Press down your fingers. Look up. Step to the front. Exhale. Fold. Forehead to your shins. Engage thighs. Nice. Inhale. Arms lift up. Shoulders away from your ears. Tuck your tail. Weight in the heels a bit. Hands to your heart. Exhale. Soft Zen consciousness. Inhale. Arms lift. Lean backwards, lift your heart. Exhale, bow forward. Meditate on synchronizing your movements. Inhale, left leg back. Lightly press down your thumbs. Lift your heart up, look up. Hold your breath, downward dog. Then exhale, knees, chest, chin to the floor, all on the same breath. Hips down last, point your toes. Inhale, cobra, squeeze your ankles together, press down the tops of your feet. Exhale, downward facing dog. Press hips back, stretch your legs. Left foot steps forward. Inhale, right knee down, heart lifted, look up. Gaze is nice and soft. Step to the front. Exhale, bow.
Slowly balancing left and right. Inhale, arms lift. Breathe in, radiant breath, nice and alive. Hands to your heart. Exhale. Look forward. Maybe a little smile. Don't force it. Inhale, arms lift. Breathe up. Lean backwards. Tuck your tail. Exhale, bow forward. Fold. Stretch your back body. Engage your thighs. Suck your belly in a bit. Right leg backwards. Inhale. Knee down. Hips down. Chin up. Eyes up. Hold your breath. Down dog. Then shift forward. Exhale. Knees, chest, chin. Shoulders backwards. Empty lungs. Hips to the floor. Point your toes. Inhale. Cobra. Bhujangasana. Hug your elbows into the midline. Downward facing dog. Exhale. Strong spread fingers. Right foot steps forward. Inhale. Left knee down. Move with your breath. Awesome. Eyes up. Step to the front. Exhale. Bow. Press your feet down. Forehead reaches towards shins. Inhale. Arms lift up. Breathe up. Lean backwards. Reach your pinky fingers. Hands to your heart. Exhale. Pinky. Nice proud posture. Inhale, arms lift up. Don't think about it. Keep moving. Exhale, bow down. Equal weight in both feet. Inhale, left leg back. Press down your hands lightly. Shoulders back. Look up. Hold breath, dog. Then exhale, knees, chest, chin, empty. Empty. Hips to the floor, last. Inhale, cobra. Use your back muscles more than your hands. Exhale, down dog, press back. Left foot forward. Inhale, sink hips, stretch the front line a little more, lift your heart. Step front, exhale, bow. Lift your toes, active. Inhale, arms lift up, shoulders away from ears. Flow with your breath, bow forward. Exhale, all the way, bow forward. Right leg back. Inhale, knee down. Long breath in, look up, hold your breath, down dog, then exhale, knees, chest, chin to the floor, be totally present, don't be ahead, inhale, cobra, ankles together, press down your feet, lift the crown of your head up, exhale, downward facing dog, finish exhaling, right foot forward as you inhale, sink your hips, left knee to the floor, heart lifting, look up, step to the front, exhale, bow. Slightly engage your lower belly, forehead to shins. Inhale, arms lift. Lift up. Beautiful breath. Lean backwards. Hands to heart. Exhale. Gaze straight forward, but also gazing into yourself. Inhale, arms up. Last set. Lean back. Lift your heart. Exhale, bow forward. Refine how you're breathing. Inhale, left leg back. Relax your mind into each movement. Look up. Hold your breath. Dog. Then exhale. Knees, chest, chin. Empty. Empty. Nice and jutty. Nice breathing. That's awesome. Inhale. Cobra. Ankles together. Tuck your tailbone. Push hips. Exhale. Downward dog. Spread your fingers more. Inhale. Left foot forward. Right knee down. Breathe in. Look up. Shoulders back. Exhale. Step front and bow. Ground all of your feet to the earth. Inhale, arms lift away from the earth. Breathe a little deeper, lean back. Bow forward. Exhale, last side. Stretch the whole back body. Inhale, right leg back. Glide from moment to moment. Chin up, eyes up. Hold breath, dog. Exhale, knees, chest, chin. Shoulders away from your ears. Exhale, hips to the floor. Inhale, come through, maybe a high cobra now, breathing in, exhale, downward facing dog, spread your fingers wide, relax your face, inhale, right foot forward, left knee down, beautiful breath, look up, soft, step to the front, fold, exhale, bow down, stand, inhale, arms lift, breathe up, lift your hands, touch your palms, look up, hands to your heart, exhale. Look forward, hands to the side, take a full breath in, yogis, full breath out. Fill yourself, feel everything connected, everything awake.
Feet together, toes face forward. Bend your knees, sitting the weight in your heels. Reach arms up to the sky. Either hands shoulder distance apart or palms together without crossing your thumbs. Three deep breaths. Sending your hips backwards, a little bit more weight in your heels. Nice long breath into the side ribs. Can you make your body longer? On the last breath, squeeze your knees together. Keep your eyes on one spot. Send your hips a little back forward. Inhale, arms lift. Bow forward, exhale, fold. Bring your feet hip distance apart. Bend your knees. Step on your hands all the way up to your wrists. Fingers curling up against the wrists from the front of the ab. So bend your knees more. Press down through the tops or the bottoms of your upper feet into the hands. Start to bend your elbows out to the side. Long, long, deep breath. Pushing your hips to the sky. Pushing them again. Find the strength in your legs. Long, deep breathing. And your breath, find a little bit of space in your spine. Press your toes down. Draw your shoulders back. Feel the balance of stretching as the hips lift and pulling as your crown reaches down. Relax your face. On the last breath, feel the whole back body equal stretch, stretch, last stretch. Halfway lift. Inhale. Bend your knees a bit. Exhale completely. Hands on your hips. Suck your lower belly in. Ground your feet. Stand up. Inhale, straight legs, feet together, hands down the side. Exhale. Good. Hands to your heart. Bend your knees. Step your right leg a great big step outwards. Open your arms parallel. Left one forward, right one facing backwards. Turn your hips open to the side. And make sure, look down at your feet for a second. Maybe you notice already. Make sure that the right foot faces the side, left foot faces straight forward, heels are in line. Arms are parallel, front to back, and turn the hips open, chest open more. Now engage the muscles of your thighs slightly, press all of your feet and toes down so feel energy in your legs. Slightly suck your belly in, lift your heart, and reach straight out to the left. Left palm on your left shin. Just lightly rest your palm on your straight left leg. Straight leg. Reach your right arm up to the ceiling. Connect your pointy finger and thumb of the upper right hand, Yon Mudra. Reach the other three fingers up energetically. Look up and look just beyond your right middle finger. So it's like you're tracing an energy line with your eyes. Your intention is part of the focus. Can you feel your mind and your body together in what you're doing? Yeah. Long breath in. How's your breathing? Long breath out. Here's a good tip for the beginners. If you're not breathing, you're probably going to be thinking. Press down the outer edge of your back foot. Turn both of your hips open more. Lean your upper body backwards. And in the last moment, slide your left hand lower. Reach your heart forward. Lean back a bit. Right hand on your right hip. Exhale. Look down. Bend your left knee a bit. Suck in your lower belly. Stand up. Inhale. Open your arms parallel. Get nice and strong. Straighten both of your legs. Turn your left foot to the left. Turn your body to the, left foot to the right. Facing this way. Turn your right foot to the back. We're going to do the other side. Ground your toes. Engage your thighs. Long breath in. Chance to catch your breath here. Don't lose it. Reach out to the right. Right palm on your straight right shin. Reach your left arm up to the ceiling. Connect your pointy finger and thumb. Relax your face. Awesome. Now focus. Long, deep breath. Okay. Long exhale. Close your lips. Notice how your ability to stay in control of your breath is directly connected your heart longer. Reach your shoulders away from each other. Press down your feet and lengthen through the spine. Left hand on your left hip. Look down. Bend your right knee. Slowly stand. Inhale. Hands on your hips. Turn all 10 toes to the left side. Turn left toes front. Turn your right foot on a 45 degree angle. The start of this from the Ashtanga sequence, similar, those of you who know. Turn your hips facing forward, and you can bring your back right foot a little bit out to the right, hip distance. Back foot on an angle, stomach, chest facing the front. Reach your right arm to the ceiling. Press down all of your feet. Inhale, lift up. Bend your left knee. Reach forward, nice and long, pressing your back foot, leg straight. Spread your fingers, bring your finger and thumb tips on the floor outside of your left baby toe. Start off on your finger and thumb tips like a spider, like a little tower, energetic in your hands. And over time, you can get the right palm flat to the floor. Press down your bottom hand, reach your left arm up to the ceiling, palm facing outwards. To the left side of the room, and over time, start lifting your heart up forward and looking up past your left hand. Close your lips, everyone. Feel your breath coming in, feel your breath going out. You're doing awesome. Upper hand, Dhyan Mudra. Start to straighten your left leg, pressing the left big toe knuckle down, stable. Bring the inner left hip backwards. Press down your right hand and right shoulder. Lift your heart off of your right shoulder away. Lift your left shoulder away from your heart. Shoulders away from the ears. Ground in both legs. Last inhale. Stretch and twist. Twist it. Try to go. Look down. Hands to the floor. That's a tough one. You're doing great. Bend your left knee. Ground your feet. Engage your core. Reach your arms forward and up. Inhale. Hands on your hips as you exhale. Turn to the right. Turn to the back, and we'll do the other side. Check that your back left foot is on a 45 degree angle facing the back of the room. 45 degrees. No. Look back. Let your foot is on. Look what I'm doing. There you go. Square yourself. Chest facing the back. Inhale, left arm up your knees. Ground your feet. Remember, you're always grounding down to lift up. Reach all the way forward. Bring your hand outside of your right baby toe. Right arm to the sky. Look up at your right hand. Make sure that the arm is directly in line with your chest. So it's like you find the straight line from hand to hand. So it goes zigzag through the heart. Close your lips. Consciously funnel the breath into the parts of your body that need energy. Feel the parts that feel disconnected. Look up, the right hand, Dhyan Mudra. Look just beyond your right middle finger. One day, straightening your right leg all the way, feeling stretching in the outer hip. Press down the left hand, reach up the right hand for three. Pull your heart forward, two. Smile. Inhale, look up. Calmly look down, hands to the floor. Bend your right knee. Engage your core. Reach your arms to the back and up. Inhale. Hands to the hips. Exhale. Turn and face the left side of the room. Facing this way, turn all of your toes facing out to the side. Walk your feet wider apart. Shoulders relaxed a little bit. Turn your toes slightly inwards. Inhale, lift your heart up, engage your thighs, reach your heart forward, nice and long, no stress, guys, hands come onto the floor, just light up your fingertips at first, and some of you can take a little bit of a rest here if you feel overwhelmed, just find your breathing, find equal breath in, equal breath out, and your nervous system will start to calm, it's like a massage of energy, massage of consciousness. Over time, to go deeper, press down firmly through your feet, slightly engage your thighs, walk your hands back. fingers pointing in the same direction as your toes, elbows are bent, 90 degree angle. Elbows shoulder distance. Stretch your hips to the back. Enjoy two deep breaths. Really calm your face. Go inward. Let go of any inner fight. It's like the mind sometimes likes to fight the experience. Rather than just being with the experience that's happening, breathing it through you. Shoulders away from your ears. Stretch to your edge. Halfway lift. Inhale, come on your fingertips. Walk your hands to the front of the room, front of your mat, and come to downward facing dog. Stretch the back of your body. Long breath in. Maybe a big ha. Long breath out. Side, right side. Good. Nice balance. Now balance your inhale with your exhale. Balance your inhale with your exhale. Balance the amount of effort you're doing. So you're pushing, you're reaching your heels, engaging the thighs, sucking in the belly. Balance effort with relaxation. So see if you can also relax as you're working. Relax the mind. Long breath in. Stretch your hips back a little bit. Last exhale. Stretch your heels. Come forward to a high plank position. Bring your feet together side by side. Hands underneath your shoulders. Spread your fingers really wide. Make sure there's a straight, solid line from the crown of your head reaching forward. Tucking your tail down. Sucking your belly in a little bit. Backwards. Long breath in, long breath out. Slowly bring your chest forward, hover. You can have your knees to the floor if you want. Keep your elbows in close to you for three. Keep your body parallel. Two, stop at the elbow line. Don't drop below your elbows. Smile here. You can hold it all day. Lay down. Point your toes. Reach your arms behind you and interlace your fingers back. Roll your shoulders up, roll your shoulders back. Squeeze your elbows, one day the palms together. Relax your face. Inhale, lift your arms up with straight elbows. Squeeze your straight legs together. Don't bend your knees, so lift your legs up. And then lift your chest up off the floor. Lift your eyes up to the ceiling. Everyone breathe 5% deeper. Let's hear your neighbors breathe. Your neighbors can hear you. Close your lips. Focus. Concentrate. You're doing awesome. Last one. Lift a little higher. Come down. Turn your head to the right. Relax your arms completely. Relax your legs. Close your eyes. Take a moment of calm. Inhale. Hear the ocean sound coming in. Totally connect with this present moment, balancing total action with total surrender. Very good. Look forward, arms to the back on an angle. Squeeze your fingers, thumbs together like wings, like paddles, palms facing down, like a 747, like a fighter jet. Squeeze your feet together, point your toes. Tuck your chin a little bit and reach the crown of your head forward. Inhale. As you reach long, also lift everything up off the floor. So some of you might be lifting 1 millimeter. Some of you might be taking a break because you're holding your breath. Look up towards the ceiling. If it feels steady for you here, squeeze your knees together. Squeeze your ankles together. Spread your toes. Happy toes. Alive. Stretch your fingertips and shoulders backwards while reaching energy shooting out of the balls of the big toes. Can you feel everything alive? Lift your arms up. Lift your chest up. In the last moment, everything's on. Inhale. Completely release. Turn your head to the left and relax everything off. Let the mind relax. Completely leave the moment you just experienced. Long breath in, long breath out. actually connect your third eye to Mother Earth. Cobra pose. Inhale, shoulders back, perhaps a high cobra, and press back to downward facing dog. Look forward. Step or hop to the top of your mat.
Good job, guys.
Halfway lift, inhale. Bow down, exhale. Feet together, nice jump. Stand, inhale, arms wide and up. Breathe in. Interlace your fingers, exhale. Release your index, thumbs crossed. Squeeze your feet together, not too long here. And the key that you're looking for is to get long as possible, even when you go out to the side. Press down your feet. Inhale, lift, look at my hands. Long breath, again. Long, come out gently to your left side. Take three breaths here. Just use your intuition. You can actually close your eyes if you want here. Tuck your tailbone down. Tuck your tail down. Bring the weight into your heels. Press both of your feet down. Lift your whole spine in and up. Stretch your arms into the arch. Squeeze your elbows a little closer and find that maximum nice long line in the right side. Nice and steady through both feet. Come up to the center. Switch the grip of your hands. Inhale, lift up. Hug in the midline. How's that little smile? And then come out to the right side. That is amazing focus, really inspiring. Bring the weight of the pose into your heels. Your upper body leans back just ever so slightly. Arms are behind the ears a little bit. That's about it. Breathe. Hold your breath. Long breath in. Can you actually pull the left arm straighter by straightening the right arm? Turn your heart up a little bit. Lift your chin up a little bit. Press down through your left foot. Push your hips to the left. Reach out to the right. And then come back up. Inhale.
Hands down to the side.
You should feel nice and tall here at this point. Press down and press down through your right side leg. Engage the right thigh. Hands on your hips. Lift up your left knee. Slightly sucking your lower belly. I want many of you to just stay here and just balance in here, getting nice and stable and long. You're communicating all through the whole balancing elements of your body, balancing nerves and muscles. So this is perfect. Lift up your left knee. Right hand reaches up. Right hand on your left knee. Bring your left hand on your lower back. Fingers facing down. Get taller. Ujjayi breathers, be the ones so steady. Inhale matches the exhale. Start to twist to the left. Turn your head to the left. Or slide your right hand down. Hook the outer edge of the left foot. Extend your leg forward. Soften your eyes. And if both legs are straight, kicking into your hand, press your bottom leg so straight for stability. Ujjayi breath, lifting your crown. Turn your head to the left. And at the end, if both legs are straight, reach your left arm to the left. Gyan mudra with left hand. Shoulders rope away from your ears as the heart lifts up. Slightly tuck your tailbone down. Feel the line from your bottom foot through the top of your crown. Soft gaze. Calmly look forward. Bend your left knee, hands on both of your hips. Inhale, lift your chest. Awesome. Focus. And release your leg. Exhale. Press down through your left side leg. Shake it out if you need to. Maybe frustration. Irritability comes up. Interesting, the emotions connected with each pose. Remember, don't attach to the emotion. It bubbles up. Leave it behind. Stay with your breathing. Right leg up. Eyes look straight forward, hands on your hips. Before going any deeper, connect a level deeper. quantitative, a qualitative level deeper to your breath. Let go of the current layer of thoughts. Drop into your breathing in a new way. Stay there. Press down your bottom leg. Left arm to the sky. Inhale. Left hand, right knee. Right hand on your lower back. Make sure your left leg stays straight. No walls. Begin to twist. Eyes soft. Breathe into your heart, your chest. Some of you, left hand slides down. Hook the outer edge of your right foot. Kick your leg first. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Straighten your right bottom, your left bottom leg more. Maybe the right arm reaches backwards. Extend through the energy lines. Lift your heart. One day the head to the right. Right hand, yan mudra. Little smile. Left big toe grounded. Cup the tail. Inhale, lift your heart. Slow motion. Look forward. Bend your right knee. Hands on your hips. Inhale, lift up. Lower your legs. Hands down by the sides. Close your eyes. Shake it out if you need to. Experience balanced energy. Left and right. Long breath in. Long breath out. Feel the downward energy into the earth. And feel the upward energy through your crown. Relax your jaw. Relax your eyes. Beautiful. Step your feet apart. A little wider. So your heels are on the edges of your mat. Toes are wider. Inhale, arms lift. Come down to a squat. Elbows either on your knees or one day elbows inside your knees. Sink down and eventually pressing your knees out. Eyes open. Look forward. A few meters on the floor. Close your lips. Equal weight in both of your feet. Last deep breath in. Soften the eyes, maybe a little Buddha smile. Never force any of that extra stuff. Fake smile is worse than no smile at all. Hands on the floor, hop your feet a little closer, knees out to the side. Now, I invite you to stay here, just close your eyes, enjoy. Maybe leaning back on your heels a bit, reaching the arms forward, letting everything hang. Or, for those of you who would like, balancing the grounding and upward energy, coming into the crow pose. I won't teach it today. Close your lips. Breathe in. Ujjayi breathers a little louder. Breathe in louder. If you like. And we'll all be sitting on the hips with legs facing forward. Good job, everyone. Excellent. Very impressive. Slide your hips back in space. Ground down through the base of your hips. You can bend your knees if you need to. Hands down next to your hips. Shoulders back. Flex your toes. Lift your heart. Long breath in. Long breath out. Breathe all the way up into your chest. Shoulders back. Press down the hands. Press down the hips. Slight tuck of your chin. Lift up. Very good. Relax a little bit. Bend your knees. Lean your upper body backwards. Bring your arms forward, parallel. Shoulders plugged back. Dhyan mudra with your hands. Stay here or lift your legs. Same level as your knees, everyone's favorite pose. Long breath, let's find that boat. Knees together, happy toes. Lift your heart. Let's breathe a little fuller. We're good at exhaling. A lot of the time we forget the full inhale. Sometimes we forget the full exhale. Soft eyes. You can stay here or straighten your legs. Point your toes. And bring your thighs and chest closer and closer. And also lift upwards through your spine. Three. Shaking's okay. Two. Spread the toes. Last inhale. Legs down. Loosely wrap around. Let your head hang. Oh yeah. Inhale, come up, cross your legs, come over, and press to downward facing dog. Step your left foot forward between your hands. Right knee on the floor, bring your hands to the inside of your left foot. Walk your left foot out to the left and then forward to the upper left corner. And walk your right knee as far back as you can. Lift all five left toes. Turn onto the outer edge of your left foot. Now stay here. Some of you may use a block. Some of you may have a block for your head. Shift the weight a little bit to the left. Find deep breathing. And then slowly come down to your elbows. Feel a really nice stretch through your outer left hip. And breathing down through the front right line of the right hip, right psoas. Untuck your back toes. Some of you may wish to brace yourself with the right forearm on a diagonal. Back your hips up a little bit, bend your right knee, grab your right foot with the left hand. And then let everything sink back down again. Oh yeah. Breathe here, yogis. Breathe. Can you let the pose happen? 4 seconds inhale. 4 seconds exhale. Training your nervous system. It's not a twist. Let your head hang down. Let your head hang down. Perhaps left forearm braces, right arm reaches back, you back your hips up a little bit at first, you hook the foot, and then you kind of hang back down. Relax your face. There's a moment where we just let go of some resistance. Take one more giant breath in. Let your head hang. Breathe, breathe. Let your heart sink and then make ah. Ah. Slowly release the leg. Release the pose. I love you too. Inhale, lift up. Press back, either dog, hands and knees, you can do cat cow, and then make your way to child's pose. Big inhale, big exhale. Good work. Come forward onto your hands and your knees. Equal tabletop. On your inhale, shoulders roll back and lift your heart up, turn your tailbone up. Take a great big breath, guys. Big exhale, round your back. Spread your fingers, chin to the chest. Inhale, shoulders back, lift your heart. Exhale, both hands, both knees press down. Press down your knees, point your toes back, and stand up onto your knees for the final back bend. Hands on your lower back. Knees a little closer. For those of you who are very confident in Urdhva Dhanurasana, you can lay on your back and come into wheel pose as an option. You can do that now. Pointing your toes down, press down the tops of your feet. Please don't do something because you see someone else doing it. Okay? Push your hips forward. Long breath in. Your breath is the most important thing. Start to press down into your sacrum. Press down your feet. And then lift your head, your heart upwards. On your back with your head facing the front and your feet facing the back of the room. You can hug your knees in for a little bit here if you like. Give yourself little circles on the lower back. Or just lay flat in Shavasana for a moment. Nothing underneath your head. Everyone hug both of your knees in. Spine on the floor. Turn both of your knees to the right hand side. In a floor twist, supine twist. You might have to have your knees on a block, or maybe a block between your knees, so that you can let the whole weight of your lower body legs release. You don't want to be holding muscles so your legs are holding up in the air. Reach your left arm to the ceiling. Ceiling, straight up. Inhale, fill the left upper lungs. And then reach all the way up to the left. You can bend your elbow if there's something there. Let the arm rest on the floor. Turn your head to the left. And then close your eyes. Make sure that your knees are pointing straight to the right. Straight to the right. Knees straight to the right. Straight to the right. muscles behind your eyeballs. Relax your jaw. Relax the space between your shoulder blades. Relax your belly. Relax your fingers.
Relax your toes. Relax your face.
Come back to the center. Inhale.
Hug the knees in if you like.
Bring your knees out to the left-hand side. Make sure they're pointing straight to the left, not on a diagonal. Reach your right arm straight to the ceiling. On your next inhale, really take your time. Fill up all the way. I'm totally present. And then reach out to the right. Exhale. Bend your elbow if you need. Turn your head to the right. And breathe here. Yourself a little love, a little kindness here.
Rock forward and back on your spine. All the way up, all the way back. Do that maybe 10, 15 times. Inhale up, exhale out.
Then you do the left hand, the right hand, the center. Just balance it out. Balance the inhale, balance the exhale. Good job. Nice massage for your nerve tree. Adrenal glands, kidneys.
Come to a seated position facing the back of the room.
Straighten your legs on the floor. Slide your hips back. And bend your knees if you need to. Inhale both arms to the sky. Breathe up and actually lift upwards as you inhale. And then reach all the way forward towards your shins. Maybe turn your feet back. Loop your or drape your hands over the back turned toes. Reach your crown towards your feet. Ground your knees towards the earth. Breathe into the back of your body. Just If this is too much for you, have the right. Nice switch up control. Right leg is underneath. And if this is too much, have your right leg straight. No worries. You can also sit on a block. Okay, so we did other things, and then I looked at someone, so I'm not sure what happened there. I'm doing right leg on the bottom, left leg on top if you want to switch. Reach your right arm to the ceiling. Bend your elbow and pull your elbow in. Reaching down. Reach your left arm all the way up to the side. Keep breathing. Bend it up. And walk your fingers closer to one another. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. Look one finger, two fingers, back palm facing, or the bottom palm faces outwards, or maybe four fingers hook. Let both of your hips ground to the floor. Make sure that your feet are pointing backwards. Inhale, lift up, and start leaning forward. If the arms are too much for you, you can release the hands. If the hips are too much, and you prefer to work on the shoulders, just stay seated and work on the shoulders, breathing into your chest. If your left foot is flat onto the floor, it won't work. You have to point your foot backwards. Take four or five deep breaths here. straight your legs if you like to. Leg stretch. And then do just a simple forward fold, bending your knees a lot. There's no pressure on your lower back. You bend your knees a lot. Then just drape forward one last time. Inhale, sit up. Bend your knees so your heels are touching the floor. Feet hip distance apart. Feet parallel. Slightly engage your lower belly and start to gently lean backwards one vertebrae at a time. Arms can hover forward next to you. Slowly lower your spine is held by your front, your core. Breathe in here when you lay down. Hug both knees in one final time. Give yourself an actual hug. Forehead to your knees. Give each of your knees a little kiss. Return those. And release your legs. Release your arms. Release everything here. If your back is tender, have a bolster underneath your knees. Straight legs on the floor. Straight arms down the sides. Palms open. Tuck your shoulders under you. Your glasses, take them off. Nothing underneath your head. If you don't need it, align a really nice straight neck here. Now prepare yourself, mind and body, for the deep surrender, the complete letting go of all things. It's the most important part of the class. Close your eyes. Let go of your breathing. Let the body breathe naturally. Release Ujjayi. Allow the muscles of your face to go totally soft. Relaxing your forehead, your eye sockets, your jaw. Relax your neck. Relax your shoulders. Relax your arms, your hands. Relax your upper back. Middle back, your lower back. Relax the back of your hips, your tailbone. Relax your whole pelvis, your groin, bathroom muscles. Relax your thighs, your knees, the back of your legs. Relax your feet. Relax your inner organs, your intestines, your belly, your heart, your brain. Everything relaxed. Relax your mind. How peaceful can you release your mind, letting go of all effort, letting go of all thought. Relax your spirit. Allow your individual self to softly dissolve and mix with the great spirit of the universe. nature, with one another, yourself.
If you prefer to remain in Shavasana, no problem, do so. Wiggle your fingers and toes very calmly. Stretch your arms over your ears. Roll to your right side, like a fetal position, resting your head on your right arm. Let every part of you relax here. Come up to a comfortable seated position. Try and keep your eyes closed. Maybe a peek if you need. And right back inward. Perhaps sitting on a block, finding your meditation seat. Slide your hips slightly back. Allow both of your hips to ground steady. Lengthening comfortably through your spine, slight lift of your heart, level eyes, relaxed face. Bring your right fist up in front of your nose. Release your right thumb. Release your right ring and pinky finger. The other two peace fingers are into the palm. Left hand, pointy finger and thumb gently touching in Dhyan Mudra. Exhale completely. Awareness is lightly at your third eye inside. Close the right nostril with your thumb. Inhale, left nostril. 4, 3, 2, 1. Ring finger closes the left. Exhale, right nostril. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, right nostril. 2, 3, 4. Close right. Exhale calmly left. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale left nostril. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close left. Exhale right. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale right. 1, 2. Close your eyes. 3, 4. Close right. Exhale left. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale left. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close left. Exhale right. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale left. 4, 3. Last set. Inhale left. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close left. Exhale right. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close right. Exhale left. 4, 3, 2, 1. Gently lower your other hand. Dhyan Mudra. Breathe comfortably.
gently feel into yourself. Eyes totally relaxed. Awareness at the space behind your forehead. A slight upward lifting of energy. Opening the crown. And allowing subtle little shimmers of cosmic prana to come in through your crown. Come into your heart. Come into your spirit. Feeling your connection with all that is. Emanations of loving kindness. Acceptance. And understanding. Bring your right hand up. Fingers facing up, close to your heart. Your ha. Right side. Without touching the palms, bring your left hand up. Facing each other. Your ka. The sun and moon. The word yoga means union. And slowly bring your ha and ka together. Into one. Hatha Yoga. Union of the mind, the body, the spirit. Deepest thanks. The Guru in me honors the Guru in you. Namaste.